Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power Session. So before I introduce our guest, I also want to make a couple of announcements. So in January of 2024, I am super excited to announce that we are actually launching a magazine. It's called the Algorithm Magazine. I am super, super, super excited. And as you can see, if you're watching this on video, you can see a image of the mock-up of our cover. This is going to be a incredible publication where it's for businesses by business owners, and we're going to be talking about everything technology related to businesses. And also, please save the date for the last Saturday in July. This is Saturday, July. I'm looking on my calendar real quick. I should have this memorized by now, but it's Saturday, July 27th, 2024. We will be having our Reach More Clients Power Conference, our annual one. And so I'm really excited about that. Make sure you save the date for July 27th. And don't forget to check out the Algorithm Magazine. So today's guest is a phenomenal woman. She is a business consultant, talk show host, and a serial entrepreneur. She is the editor-in-chief at Long Beach Black News and co-founder of the Black Business Co-op. She is a marketing expert, and she's the host of Ask Sharifa's video and podcast and the Roundtable Talk Show that airs every Wednesdays at noon. She is also the author of Signs You Might Be an Entrepreneur and Everything You Need to Know About Social Media Marketing. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than Sharifa Hardy. How are you, Sharifa?
I am excited. I am honored to be a guest on your show. It's been a long time coming. I've been watching you for years, and I'm just proud of you, Queen.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm so happy to have you on the show. So tell me, how did you start your entrepreneurial journey? You wrote a book, You Might Be an Entrepreneur. Tell me, like, how did you start getting into, because it takes a certain type of person to be an entrepreneur to start a brand. So what was your journey?
Well, my journey ran simultaneously with me being an employee. I never thought I would be an entrepreneur. I never thought I would be a business owner. I never dreamed I would ever do any of the things I'm doing now. It all started in the 90s when I was a young mother and I wanted to work from home. So I built my first website. And when I first started building my website, other people wanted me to build their websites. Then I started marketing my website. People wanted me to market their websites. But this entire time, I was still working. I wanted to work, wanted to be an employee, but I kept getting laid off. And so what I learned was never put all of your eggs in one basket. So what initially was a side hustle became my full-time experience after being laid off over 8 times.
Wow. You were laid off over 8 times?
Yes.
What was that like?
Painful. It was painful. People talk about PTSD, and I think a long time ago, we had this idea, this notion that PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, only happened to people in the military and war, vets, that sort of thing. But most people in the world right now, especially after COVID, are affected by some type of PTSD. And the reason I say it's PTSD because it usually takes time, years, for us to realize that we are really traumatized. Because it initially I was like, okay, I lost the job, no problem. I go out, get another job, everything will be okay. And after getting laid off and laid off and laid off, it really began to affect me emotionally. It affected me spiritually. It affected me financially. And when I say emotionally, my feelings were hurt because when I would go into an interview and people would kind of look at my resume, I was like, oh my God, they're not going to hire me. And then it affected me spiritually because I'm like, Lord, why am I going through these trials and tribulations, you know? And then financially, I didn't have the money that I was used to. I used to always tell people back then, I used to say my debit card was magic. I can go anywhere and just shop and shop and shop, and I didn't really have to check my balance. Now, I couldn't just go and buy a house or a major purchase, but I didn't have to check my bank account. If I wanted to go to that shopping spree or dinner with the girls, I can just go. So it really began to affect me. And then when you're laid off, it affects you emotionally different than when you're fired. Or when you quit. When you quit a job, you usually have a backup plan, a plan B, something you want to do. You're retiring, you're traveling the world, going back to school, being a stay-at-home mom, but there's usually a plan. When you're fired, there's something that you've done, whether you admit it to anyone else or not, you're being fired because of your own actions. When you're laid off, you haven't done anything wrong. You haven't made a decision with your life to do anything else. You just come in, and the next thing you know, your life is different. So each time you have to start again, you have to begin again. And each time it becomes even more difficult because what you're doing is you're going from that job that you really worked hard to get to, I'll just take anything because I have to pay the bills. So it really begins to affect you.
Wow, so you have a lot more patience than me, 'cause I think I went through about six interviews with the same company for the same position, and I was done. I was absolutely done. And if I have worked for people since 2012, it's because I was asked. Yeah, the whole application part. I just, man, that's a lot. So my next question to you is like, once you went through, all these layoffs, like how did you, like you already had like the side hustle. People were already asking you for, to build websites and to do that. So how did you take that a step further? What was your next step when you realized that you wanted to double down and make this your full-time job and brand?
It's funny you say 2012 because the year was 2012 when I made that official leap. I had been working for American Express for the past 4 years, and I was a trainer, a sales trainer, as a matter of fact. I taught all their American Express Platinum cardholders how to sell to their Platinum cardholders. And after being a trainer for some years, American Express went on a hiring freeze. So they no longer had new employees, so they no longer needed trainers. So I was given the option. Either you go back to being a reservationist or you no longer have a job. And going from salary to hourly, going from at over 1 hour lunch at times to literally running to eat in 30 minutes isn't my ideal of a good time. So I said, you know what? I'd rather just see what else is out there. And so I started my own consulting, marketing, and PR business, which I still have today, asksharifa.com. So if anyone needs assistance with their business, or I'll always say, do not face the unknown alone, ask Sharifa, I can assist them. And so the funny thing is, I had just started this business. I went to an event and I met this man named Joseph Collins, and he was the CEO of Punch TV Network. I was introduced by a friend. Our conversation was no more than 20 seconds, if that. It was, this is Sharifa, this is Joseph Collins. That was the end of the conversation. I went to a second event. Another friend of mine introduced me to a man by the name of Joseph Collins. Brief introduction, no more than 20 seconds. I was also hosting events. I love hosting events. I am a strong advocate for Black businesses, whatever I can do to assist Black businesses. So I wanted to host this event. So I held an event. It was at the restaurant across from Roscoe's on Pico, because I used to host my show, Let's Talk About Business, at Roscoe Media Center. So that's where we were. I had this event. I was speaking, hyping people up, telling people about business. So after this, a man came over to me, and it was Joseph Collins, the CEO of Punch TV Network. And he said to me, he says, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "I'm Sharifa Hardy." And he was like, "I want you to come help me." And so it was at this time, it's about 2013. And so I'm like, "Sure, I'll help you with your marketing and your PR." And that was 10 years ago. So right now, Joseph Collins is running for president of the United States. I'm running for California State Senate District 33. But together over the past 10 years, we've learned a lot. I was able to grow my business. We took his company public, raised about $6 million in an IPO. I did all the marketing, PR, every press release you see on the internet, I wrote. So that's really when I officially launched into being the business owner that I am today.
Oh, that's, I know Joseph Collins. Anybody who stays abreast of the political landscape knows who Joseph Collins is, because he took on Auntie Maxine some years ago in front
He
of her
did, but
congressional seat.
actually, sorry to cut you off, but Joe Collins is the one who took on Auntie Maxine Waters. So Joseph Collins is his father. His father is the one who's running for president right now, and the one that I've worked with for years. I know his son, but
Oh,
he
you're
wasn't
talking
the one
about
running.
Joe Collins's father.
Yes,
Okay, I'm
yes.
sorry. I got him mixed up. Sorry about
No,
that.
it's okay. Everyone does it. Joe and Joseph Collins.
Gotcha. So you're talking about his father. Okay, his father's
Yes.
running for president right now.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And so tell me, like, when you were working with the Punch TV network and helping them to go public, like, what was that experience like? And, because you actually just dovetailed into my next question. I wanted to know, like, more about your success and what working with Sharifa looks like. So, can you expound upon that?
Oh, that's so interesting. And it's funny because I'll say working with Sharifa in what will be 2024 is a lot different from working with Sharifa in 2013. And I think that's a wonderful thing because we all grow. Just in my age, I'll be nearly 40, 50 soon. In my early 40s, I was trying to figure it out. I was just going into marketing. I was just responsible for all these new experiences. But remember, I'm a dot-com baby. I was one of the people who built the original website for cheaptickets.com. I built the company perks.com, almostgolf.com. There were a lot of companies that I helped build. I just hadn't built it for myself. So now I'm more like, this is the way it is. This is the way you have to do it. Let's go. I can build a team. Before, I was a little bit unsure. And now I'm like, this is amazing. This is incredible because not many people have gone through the process that I've gone through. Regulation A plus, which was the Jobs Act that was signed by President Barack Obama, is what gave Punch TV the ability to sell stock to people who are non-accredited investors. So this literally was something that changed the country, changed the nation. Punch TV was one of the first companies to qualify for the Jobs Act for Regulation A plus. So I learned a lot. We wrote the business plan for the company, turned the business plan into the SEC filings. I created the website, did the press releases, built the social media, took it from non-existent to thousands of followers. So if I can do it once, I can do it again. So anytime I'm working with clients and they're like, "Well, what have you done?" I've helped companies really change the essence of who they are. And usually what I do is start with the vision for the company. what's your vision, and then I'll help bring that vision to life.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's, from social media to digital PR, that's definitely a powerful combination. So what advice would you have for business owners who are looking to make an impact in their respective industries?
The main thing that I would tell anyone is don't be shy. Don't be shy about who you are. Don't be shy about your business. You have to market your business. The biggest mistake that I see entrepreneurs and business owners make is they don't talk enough about their business. One person that I can tell you that does social media very well is Z Scott, the SEO queen. Every time I'm on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, whatever the platform, I see a recent post about who you are, what you're doing, what you're, where you're at, and I can learn information from you. You post content teaching people about SEO, what they need to know, what they need to learn, what they need to do. And that's what I tell business owners. If this is what you say you do, please do not be afraid to scream it from the rafters. I have so many people who have come to me and they say, Sharifa, social media marketing doesn't work. I don't get any sales. I don't get any clients. And I tell them 100% of the time, if it's not working for you, it's you. It's not social media because there are millions, if not billions, if not trillions of people on the internet, right? So you have to be able to find your tribe. So what I do is I review their social media, and it's usually the same mistake. They haven't posted about their business in 20 years. I'm like, okay, so you want people to go just like Z Scott, right? Your event is in July of 2024. You're talking about it, and it's December of 2023. Most people, what they'll do is they'll make a post about their event in December of 2023, make another post in April of 2024, and then a day before the event in July, they make a post, and then they say, but Sharifa, I posted it on social media and nobody came. I'm like, okay, so you made three posts over the last 7 months, and you expect people to take notice? If you aren't talking about your business, if you aren't interested in your business, how do you expect your customers, your clients, your network, your tribe to be interested in your business? And it takes people at least eight times before they make a connection between Z Scott and the SEO. So you have to keep putting that content in front of them and become the expert, become the authority in your industry.
So my next question to you is like, what does it take to form a successful marketing campaign? There's literally so many channels, so many tactics. You have email, you have social media, you have the website, you have digital PR, you have press releases, you have blogging, you have, I mean, there's just a whole lit, you have paid ads, you have sponsored content, you have all these platforms. How do you as a what do you recommend for a business owner to determine like which channel to go after? You have radio, TV, billboards, magazines, newspapers.
We have a lot, huh? Carrier
There's a
pigeon.
lot
We
of
want to get
channels.
the message out there. The first thing that I always tell people this is find what you like. Z Scott may not agree with me. Many experts don't agree with me because so many people say you have to be on every platform. You have to be on every platform. You have to work every platform. If you are on every platform and you do not consistently post to every platform, it's actually going to work more against you than for you. Because if someone goes to your Instagram, let's say, and you haven't posted since 2022, they're going to assume that you're no longer in business. Even though your website link is there, your shopping cart is there, they can shop, they can purchase from you, but it looks like this whole website, this whole brand, this whole business venture has been abandoned. You don't want your customers to see that. You're actually missing out on sales you didn't even know existed. Sales you could have received have you posted more often. And so if you don't want to use a nice tool like Hootsuite or whatever is out there, some people like TweetDeck, whatever it is, and you just want to post on one platform, post on that platform consistently and people will begin to recognize you. Like for me, I'm not on LinkedIn. I'm not on Twitter. Because I'm not somebody, first of all, who loves a whole lot of people inboxing me and connecting with me that I don't know. I'm a talker. I love to speak. That's why I do talk shows. I don't sit and type and send out random messages at 3 a.m. about the thoughts that are on my mind. But I love photos. I love showing memes and sharing with people. So I find what I like.
Your
So
memes are
that's,
hilarious.
I love them.
You always have a hilarious meme.
I
And sometimes I do feel attacked. My son asked me last night when I comment, I felt attacked. He was like, "What does that mean?"
I would say the same thing. Like,
That was a
why?
meme about everybody who, like, people who go to church all year versus the people who go on
That's
Christmas.
because, see, memes can be misinterpreted, and you just misinterpreted the point of the meme.
Now, I know what you meant,
The
but
point
I still
was,
feel
if you
attacked.
don't know what to do, watch somebody like Z Scott, who's there every Sunday. So when I move like this, you just move like that. And I thought that was so hilarious if you don't know what to do. So I was like, why is this woman feeling attacked? Because, see, I would be like, Z, what are we doing here? And I've gone to Greater Harvest. I love Greater Harvest. And they invited me one time, and I think it was like Palm Sunday. See, I don't even know all the holidays, but it was the holiday when you drink the wine and you eat the
That's
crackers.
communion. That's communion.
Communion.
And
See,
that's every first Sunday.
that was no attack. I didn't know. And so I'm in communion and I'm like, what am I doing? And one of the ushers came over and they helped me. They was like, you do this? I was like, thank you. You do this? I was like, thank you. So for somebody like myself who was raised Muslim and had no idea what the Christian traditions are, I need somebody who could tell me you do it just like this. So back to my tips and my strategies, have things where you can start a conversation because that's what memes do. They start a conversation. And what I try to do, and I'm not always successful, is find things that make me laugh without offending anyone. I don't like to post anything that's offensive because that's not my brand. I believe in unity, and I'm really up in arms because this thing is really, I was going to say pissing me off. I don't like that word. Irritating me, this whole Elon Musk and DEI, like people are literally against DE. How can you be against diversity, equity, and inclusion? Like, which part, the diversity, the equity, or the inclusion? But I try to find memes that are inclusive, that don't make anybody feel bad, don't alienate anybody, but will start a conversation. So that's one. Find a platform that you like. Number two, always, especially with videos, repurpose your content, especially if you do an interview and you say some wonderful, fantastic things that you just love. You can cut that video into little clips that you can post on social media and that you can share, right? So always find other avenues to share the same content so you don't have to do more work than you've already done. Don't just think about that time as an event. I'm going to the event as a speaker. No, record you speaking so you can create a reel. So you have a reel. So when someone else is considering hiring you as a speaker, you can say, here's my reel. But it's just one speaking engagement that you just recorded. So that's the number two thing that I always say to people. And number three, again, because this is the one that I stress often, is share. Share your posts, share your content. Don't be afraid for people. It's like people are in business. And I noticed this, not to judge, but a lot more in the African American community is like if they have a side hustle or something they're doing, they want to sell jewelry, but they're like, oh my God, I think people are going to laugh because it's homemade jewelry, or people are going to think this, or people are going to think I don't have enough money. Stop worrying about what people think. Do you? And do you all the way to the bank?
That's awesome. So you have some awesome tips. Now I have a question. What's your technology stack looking like? What marketing technologies are you currently crazy about?
AI, like the rest of the world, AI.
Well,
AI.
I didn't want to assume. That's why I asked.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I lost Z. I don't know where she went, but I love AI. AI, especially when you start talking about press releases. I used to have a team of press release writers, and they would write what I would call the meat and potatoes of the press release. I would tune it up. I will polish it. I will make it everything it needs to be. And then I will release it. Now, AI will write 95% of a press release for me. And then I just do the same thing. I polish it, I tweak it, I add a quote into the press release. But it's a lot easier. Technology, that's why I love being a dot-com baby, because technology definitely makes this life, this world, marketing, public relations that much easier.
I'm gonna have to edit this because I'm having some technical. What in the world? Why? Okay, I was having some issues. Okay. That's awkward. All right. Yeah, I was just, man. Right. So tell me more about your fascination with AI, your obsession, like what AI tools are you currently working with?
A tool that I love right now is Jasper. I don't know if you're familiar with
Yeah, I've
Jasper.
heard of Jasper.
Yes, that's my favorite tool right now because it offers so many different aspects of content writing. Any type of content that I want to write, I can put a little information in, not just press releases, but then they'll give me something. So funny enough, I use Jasper more on ads. If I want to create an ad, then I'll use Jasper to write the ad for me, and it usually sells in a way that I haven't been able to do before. So when you talk about advertising, what I'll do is I'll create a story, right? Or someone will do a story on me, and I'll take that story and I'll pay for advertising through social media. Because I always tell people why I learned public relations at Punch TV. So when I did an analysis of what worked, in any sort of way, I said, okay, what aspect was that? And majority of it was public relations. It was testimonials. I created multiple videos, and one video in particular went viral. And this video was, it wasn't, I, it, the quality of the video wasn't top production quality. I had different people who sent in testimonial videos, and this one gentleman, he was out in the sun. He was standing in the shadows. You could see him, but you could barely see him. But he says, you know what? Never judge a book by its cover. To some people, I may just look like an average man. He said, but I own my own cleaners. I own my own laundromat. I own my own pizza parlor. And he lists all the things that he owns. And so then he gives the message and directs people with the call to action. But the same quality video, higher production value. No clicks, no investments. We have this random guy who is making all of these sales. So I learned that it's the story. So when I'm working with my clients right now, I always ask them, what's your story? What's your why? What is it that will make people really care? And again, Z Scott, I love saying that. You're so amazing. You do it well. Because you understand it's not just about, okay, well, let me do SEO for you. Because there are millions of people who can provide a service. But why should I go to you? Why should I work with you? And your answer is because I'm the queen. I'm the SEO queen. Like, this is what I do. This is what I know. And if you can't stand up proudly and say, this is what I do, this is my business, then why would people want to work with you? So I create, help you create that story of who you are.
I think, confidence and authenticity are key when it comes to building a brand. You have to have confidence in what you're doing and communicate that authentically. So I definitely appreciate that from you, Sharifa. So, how can people connect with you? How can they learn more? And are you accepting new engagements?
Yes, I am accepting new engagements, and I love the fact that you said not only confidence, but authenticity. I tell people right now, especially going into 2024, the key terms that are trending in marketing are authenticity and transparency. In 2024, we're going into a society where people just want you to be real. Tell us the truth. Whatever it is, that's what we want to know. We don't want a lot of Hollywood magic. That's why more people are going straight to social media because they can see the people. So I am accepting new clients. I would love to work with you, work with your brand, and see what I can do to help you create the magic.
Okay, so what is your website again?
AskSharifa.com, or you can contact me at 562-822-0965. Again, that number is 562-822-0965.
Well, it definitely has been a pleasure chatting with you. There's so few Black women in the marketing technology field, and so I'm glad we had this opportunity to chat. And you'll definitely be in good hands with Sharifa.
Thank you. I'm
So
honored.
thank you for accepting my invitation onto the show. And I wanted to remind everyone, you've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. This is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, patients, and revenue. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening, you can always go to SEO Queen and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com, click on Speak to the SEO Queen, and book a Reach More Clients Power session. In addition, don't forget, we have the Algorithm Magazine coming out. You can sign up for more details and updates at the algorithmmagazine.com. That's two M's, the end M on the end of algorithm and the M at the beginning of magazine.com. And also, don't forget that tickets are on sale for our July 20. I think that I forgot the date again. I gotta look it up. July 27th, 2024, for our Reach More Clients Power Conference. I'm always excited to chat with you. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.